Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend, Dr. Terry Neese. Terry and I have been good friends for a long time. She's been a member of my brain trust for many years. She's the president, CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. And boy, howdy, does she put her energy and her money where her mouth is. And she's our good friend, Terry Neese. Welcome back.
Good to hear you, Jim, and happy National Small Business Week for 28 million small business owners.
I'm celebrating it in my annual pilgrimage, Terry. As you know, you and I've met here many times in the past. I'm in Washington, D.C. celebrating Small Business Week. You brought along a friend with you. Dr. Kevin Fagan is the provost of Northwood University's Texas campus, and he's your good friend, isn't he, Terry? Kevin Fagan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, very much.
Yeah, it's
good to have you here. Go ahead, Terry.
I was just going to say, without Dr. Fagan and Northwood University, it would be very, very difficult to do what we are doing with women entrepreneurs in Afghanistan and Rwanda and in the United States as far as that goes.
That's something I want to talk about that this segment. Folks, as you know, you've heard me say many times before that long before democracy reigns in countries that don't have it, entrepreneurship will deliver the desire for liberty. And somebody who's doing that more than anybody I know is Terry Neese. She's doing it in Rwanda. She's doing it in Afghanistan. She's helping to empower the women over there to get them educated, get them access to education, get them access to being entrepreneurial. Terry, congratulations again. I know I brag on you all the time. Tell us what's coming up this summer, though. You got another visit coming up, right?
We do. Working in partnership with Northwood University, we actually have a full-blown 8-week class in both countries of Afghanistan and Rwanda in February and March. We usually have about 35 women in the classroom, curriculum provided by Northwood University. And we select the top 15 out of those classes to come to the United States. So we have done that selection process. We'll have those women arriving here on our soil in the United States on July 5th. They'll be at Northwood University from July 5th or 6th to about July 14th. And they're deeply immersed in leadership development programs at Northwood University, working with their professors. And then we bring in a host of women entrepreneurs from the Dallas area to work with them one-on-one. And I'll let Dr. Fagan talk about the Northwood part of this, but truly without Northwood University and the curriculum component from Northwood, we just would not have the success that we have. And the women then, as you know, Jim, mentor with American Women Business Owners for a week, and then we'll be traveling to Washington, D.C., July 21st, and we'll bring these women into Washington for an International Women's Economic Summit hosted by the United States Institute of Peace. And if we can talk about that a little bit later on in the show, I want to talk about the type of speakers that we'll have there and the type of education that's going on there. And then the women graduate on July 24th, return home on July 25th to go to work and pay forward their knowledge that they've gained from Peace Through Business and Northwood University.
Now, these women are they? Is it from both Afghanistan and Rwanda, or just Afghanistan this time?
It's both Afghanistan and Rwanda. Mixed cultures, and they're really together basically for a month here in the United States. Very diverse group of businesses this year, Jim. We've got freight forwarding companies to event planning companies to restaurants, to hotels. We've got a 24-room hotel with restaurant and bar. We have certainly the traditional type businesses, hand embroidery,
right.
and you know, those types of businesses,
right.
but a very diverse group this time.
Well, congratulations again. How many years is this now you've been doing this?
This is our sixth year.
Yeah, sixth year. Folks, you've heard me say before that when we can grow entrepreneurship around the world first, that's a peace dividend that's going to accrue to planet Earth. And one of the best ways I know to spread entrepreneurship is through women. And that's what Terry's doing. Dr. Fagan is helping her with that with the Northwood University's curriculum. And we're going to get Dr. Fagan to weigh in on that after these messages. We'll take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about this and educating entrepreneurs after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.